Hello and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio, a program that focuses on artists, arts organizations, and events that celebrate the creative spirit in our region. I am your host, Jonathan Canning, Executive Director of South Shore Arts, and today's guests are Amy Davis Navadauskas, Executive Director of the Art Barn Art School, and Hannah Hammond Hagman, Executive Director of the Chesterton Art Center. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Listeners will quickly realize that we all know each other very well. And Amy and Hannah are here today to promote a Porter County-wide collaborative venture. Last month, Kevin Pazer was on the radio talking about the Vin and Hazel Hanel exhibition that's now running at Poco Muse in Valparaiso. But both Amy and Hannah at their organizations are soon to open additional segments of the Hanel story in Porter County. So Hannah, could you first tell us or remind the listeners who the Hanels were and why they are so important to Porter County?
Yes. Vin and Hazel Hanel relocated, and Amy can jump in on history too, located to the Furnaceville area of Porter County, I believe in the 40s, late 40s, early 50s, and quickly established themselves as the place to be for local artists and creatives and encouraged other artists to relocate from the Chicago area. They built a beautiful home, and they set up a ceramic studio in a refurbished chicken coop, as I understand it. And then other artists were attracted to the area. And, you know, I think of them as really kind of the pioneers of establishing this region as a place for artists and creatives to kind of find space and be inspired by the area and the natural landscape around us. And really, they were kind of, you know, the forefront of building a very rich and thriving creative community in the region. So we're celebrating them as such.
Specifically, the title of your exhibition at Chesterton Art Center is Vin and Hazel and their continued influence. So how has their influence continued specifically?
Yeah, both of them were very instrumental in the founding of the Chesterton Art Fair, which is celebrating its 66th year this summer. I know, right? Like, it's a beautiful tradition for the region. And it's also, the fair is the reason my organization exists. The nonprofit was founded a year after that to support the fair. And Vin and Hazel were really active in that. It was part of the work they did with other artists to establish a premier art fair in the region to celebrate local and national artists. So I'm holding on to them in our exhibit as the history of who we are still, some 60-odd years later. And I believe that we, and Amy will agree with us too, we get to work with a really beautiful, broad, creative community of artists and local makers here.
Yeah.
And it's one of the core tenets of the Chesterton Art Center, as well as Art Barn, to support that community.
Yeah.
When I think of Vin and Hazel for this countywide collaboration, I was really interested in framing them in conversation with contemporary regional artists who continue to be deeply influenced by the landscape that surrounds us, the community that also surrounds us. So our exhibition will have works from both Vin and Hazel in our galleries, along with 20 other contemporary regional artists working in a wide variety of media.
The exhibition at Art Barn is entitled Enduring Connection, Exploring Hazel Hanel as a Lifelong Learner. So Amy, why is she such a great model for lifelong learning?
Well, I think it's because she was an artist her entire life and, you know, shared that, you know, with the communities where she lived, not only when, you know, her and her husband were artists in Chicago before they migrated here, but then they continued to do that. Art continued to be their source of income and, you know, how they lived their life. But then after Vin's death, I believe in the 60s, I could get my dates all wrong, but after his death, Hazel continued to make art and to teach art and to, you know, to be an explorer of art until into her hundreds.
Right. She lived a long life.
She absolutely, absolutely.
And I think both of us will have pieces in our exhibit that she painted well after 100 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, I know. She's just such a great model. And I think that, you know, the nice tie-in for us as her as being a lifelong learner is the tie-in with our programs that we're doing because of a grant through the Indiana Arts Commission is a lifelong arts program for adults over 65 that, you know, help to, you know, battle isolation, help to build social connections, build a sense of mastery in an artist meet, you know, an art medium, and, you know, to also, you know, to improve quality of life. So we feel that that's very important. It's a very, you know, it's kind of a big push for us right now because of this grant, and we've built this great program, and we're, you know, working on sustaining that program moving forward. So I think it's really going to be nice when our exhibit is up to be able to make those connections between Hazel and what we're doing now with our programming.
So as I said earlier, this is part of a Porter County-wide collaboration with Poco Muse. Where can listeners go to find out all about the celebration of the Hanels this summer?
We've actually put together a quick web address that holds information for all of the collaborative sites for the exhibit. So if you go to HanelExhibitionSeries.com, you can see information for all of the sites, including receptions and other interpretive programs that are happening. Really, this whole program spans May through October, so there's lots going on. And then you can also visit the websites of each individual partner to learn more specifics about, you know, the programs and exhibits individually.
I think it's wonderful that all these organizations are collaborating. Have you any plans for future collaborations?
I think we haven't really talked about it yet, just because we're all still like implementing, you know, our exhibitions and trying to pull all those together. But, you know, I feel like it's been really successful. It's been very collaborative and friendly. And, you know, there's been a lot of, you know, sharing of artworks going on. And I think we're all going to be out there supporting each other as this exhibition is happening. So I'm certainly, you know, open as to representing Art Barn to do more of this, because I think it's been really successful.
I agree. I would echo that, Amy, for sure. And I think, you know, all of us have been in conversation with each other as practitioners for years, and certainly we're colleagues and friends as well. And being able to formalize that relationship through this specific exhibition series partnership has been really rewarding and wonderful. And I think we all agree that when we come together to do something like this, that not only can we pool resources, right, to have a larger impact, but it really kind of cements us in serving community for the better as well. So yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we would be very open to further partnerships.
Perfect. I look forward to having you on the radio again. And thank you everyone for listening to Eye on the Arts Radio. We will be back next week to highlight even more people, places, and events that celebrate the arts in Northwest Indiana.
Thanks so much, Jonathan. Thanks, Jonathan. It was great to talk with you.